WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Bad, bad talking cat.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Look at you, man. You're a full-grown cat. Still watching cartoons. Why, you're 3 years old. Do you know what that is in human years?
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Well, with my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
Okay, Miso. What time is it?
That's right, it's dinner time. Your last dinner as an 18-year-old cat. You're gonna be a 19-year-old cat in just a few hours.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
plastic.
Strawberries.
One thing puzzles me, boy. How did you manage to get so much custard out of such a small one?
Can't talk. Keeping myself in a state of camp-like readiness.
Yeah. Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events even. Mixed on top of and in between the music. In case you already don't know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And musically, here on a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage, we always start off with some Japanese music. And then we go mixing it up, genre jumping, as I call it. As many different styles of music as we possibly can that match the whole freeform shebang theme. And this evening, our theme is cats. And in this episode, we're celebrating the May 29th birthday of Miso and Shiitake Buchert. They were a brother and a sister cat. They were part of a litter. They had other now unknown siblings, all born together on May 29th, 1996. And Ritsuko and I adopted them about 8 weeks later. They've been sadly now gone for many years. Shiitake passed away in 2008 and Miso in 2016 in a February day. But their memory brings me great joys. We started off the show with the Japanese power pop band Puffy AmiYumi and their song Stray Cat's Fever. But before that, in the intro, you heard me feeding Miso dinner the night before her 19th birthday in 2015 in stereo. And, well, I think that's such a fun and to me special little recording that I'll play it again around the, in an hour or so. Thanks to Chris Earle for, well, he's got a fun new idea going with the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle, and he was playing a lot of fun music that I enjoyed listening to. And shout-outs to the usual suspected listeners in Medford. Close by Medford, Diane and Chuck, and Arthur a little further out in Medford, maybe in his car. And then we've got in Smithtown, New York, I mean, by the magic of the internet and WMFO.org, Philip and Dylan and Ryan. And then up in Beverly, Massachusetts, we've got John Fisk. And no AC/DC for you tonight in the mix there. And backing me up right now is a band called Collide with a track called Felix the Cat. Okay. So our theme is cats, and we're going to be playing you songs about cats or occasionally by cat bands, but it's pretty much it's pretty much mostly songs about cats. And in the next set, we're going to be hearing from an outfit called Pram and Missy Elliott, her song Pussycat, and also from the album that I got this Felix the Cat called TV Terror, Felching a Dead Horse. We're going to be hearing a cool cover version of Josie and the Pussycats. And then we're going to conclude with my bad, big, bad hair metal remix of Poison's Look What the Cat Dragged In. But right now, we're going to start things off with, of course, another Japanese band. Here's Shonen Knife. I am a cat, or they are a cat.
I'm know what I feel like? I feel all the time like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Many people didn't follow the news that closely. The Taliban actually three times said that they would turn bin Laden over to an international tribunal for that sort of a judgment. And the United States' response was, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Of the U.S. government that were carried out abroad on behalf of both corporate interests and profit and on behalf of military and geopolitical strategies led to assassinations of leaders, coup d'etats and regime changes, upwards of 13 million deaths directly or indirectly related to U.S. created covert and overt wars. And while we don't know what's happening, the people in those countries watch and they see the hand that has moved and changed things in their country and taken their resources away and given special privileges.
To sleep with someone else, but that's why. It's alright, ain't gotta worry about my man. Cause he no minds, is one of a kind, and that's why he keeps staying.
Look, Ma, yeah, you got that bomb and what, that prissy stuff. Glad it ain't that gushy stuff.
That gushy stuff?
I don't like the mushy butts. I wish we was like Buffy over Jennifer. Him and her, so much like I and we.
And what that mean?
We just love the booty. All we see in 3D is, booty, 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 booty.
Oh, really? Do me, do me, do me, do me. Run through me like fluid, go through an IV. That's good, I'ma make sure you never will leave. Can I put my booty, booty up in your spaghetti? Daddy, are you ready for some cavi from me? Pussy, gushy, mushy, what more you want from me? Cause my feelings hit the ceiling, what you want me to be? Oh, please, pussy, don't mess it up for me. Come on, come on.
Pussy, don't fail me now. I gotta turn this nigga out. So he don't want.
What's the deal, y'all? I don't mean to come through and break y'all vibe, but I just gotta slow it down for just a second. So bear with me. You know, first before I do that, I just wanna talk about how people always say, yo, that's too nasty, and why your mouth so vulgar? Why you gotta sing all these nasty records and all that? But I be representing for the ladies, and we got something to say. We've been quiet too long, ladylike, very patient. We ain't get mad when Prince had his ass out. We thought he was gonna turn around to the front and had a front out too. But, you know, that didn't happen. We always had to deal with the guys, you know, talking about how they gonna wear us out on records. And you know, so I had to do records that was strictly representing for my ladies and how to keep your man, keep his eyes from wandering, looking around. And sex is not a topic that we should always sweep under the rug. I'm not saying go out and do it. But if you do, strap it up before you smack it up, flip it, slow it down. Oh, no. Jimmy, drop it.
Change my family.
It even vibrates like real. Vibrates like real. Vibrates like real.
Leave. really covers the cat crap.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are commemorating the long-ago birthdays of my two cats. Brother and sister, Miso and Shiitake Buchert, who were born on May 29th, 1996, and now rest peacefully, buried under a foot of soil or so in what I affectionately call Miso and Shiitake's garden at the back of my 1/10 of an acre Somerville estate, which is now growing all sorts of radishes and onions, and we had the fiddleheads. They're kind of done their big ferns right now, and tomatoes are almost all in the ground. That's a little bit of a project for me this weekend to finish up. But you first heard Shonen Knife, the all-female trio from Osaka, Japan, with I Am a Cat from their Let's Knife album. And then a track called Track of the Cat by Pram, which I found on an album I ripped from WMFO here. Old Enough to Know Better, 15 years of Merge Records. And then it was Missy Elliott. Yeah, with some foul-mouthed hip-hop for you. Well, okay, actually, that was a pretty clean version. And that was called Pussycat. And then we heard a band called Sophia Run. And their very cool cover version of the Josie and the Pussycats theme. And I obtained that on a wonderful CD called TV Terror, Felching a Dead Horse. And we concluded with my big hair metal. Bad hair metal? I'm blanking a little bit on what I call that theme. Yes. But by Poison, a remixed version of their Look What the Cat Dragged In. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, we've got Cheryl Gunn, and this is her piece called Temple Cat. In the next set, we're going to be playing you some, well, let's call it classic rock. I guess that's what we'd have to call this Ted Nugent song, you know what it is. And then going out to my fellow Devo aficionado, WMFO DJ Chris Major, I've got a song from Devo, Pink Pussycat. And then some Robbie Rhodes Steamer, I'm sorry your cat has ass cancer. And then we're going to conclude with a song about some young lions by Adrian Belew, and a song about a cat from the presidents of the United States of America. Well, a bad kitty cat. And I even... The presidents of the United States don't usually swear too much. I mean, the band. But they're... This song required some significant application of my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out the bad words. But before all of that, we're going to hear a song from one of my favorite Celtic albums, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. And this is by Aidan Coffey and Seamus Cray. It's a two-part medley. It's it's Huey Travers and the Cat in the Corner. And I hope you enjoy it as you continue to listen here on WMFO in Medford.
Come on.
I realized fairly early on that there are two governments operating in this country, that presidents come and go, but that the military-industrial intelligence complex that Eisenhower warned about in the 1950s remains and grows.
On today's show, Blink, the time-traveling cat returns, and even his time-sweeping abilities can't bring Techie V back.
Devil knocking at the door. Kitties. Hooper's a little sore.
Mummy, what's the priest here for?
Kitty needs to hear about the Lord. Morphine's setting Kitty free. Kitty wants to be buried at the sea. Kitty wants Purina for her last meal. Close your eyes by her side and kneel. Sorry, your cat has ass cancer. Kitty's knocking on heaven's door now. I'm sorry, your cat has ass cancer. Kitty's bum can't take much more now. If you put your ear up to the wind, you can hear Kitty purr again. Close your eyes and you take my hand. Kitty's happy dead bubbling. I'm sorry, your cat
has house cancer. Kitty's name's a number, won't you sing it now? I'm sorry, your cat has house cancer. Everyone in the band is really down. You can hear Kitty purr again.
This is a hybrid. This is a cross, bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, featherbed bent, and Northern California sensimilla. The amazing stuff about this is that you can play 36 holes on it in the afternoon, take it home and just get stoned to the bejesus belt that night on this stuff.
Run over a dead cat, the flatter it gets.
Dead cats, they help explain fossils.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers for Creation Magazine. Ken, I've seen you use your toy cat to explain fossils to children. How do you do this?
Let me explain how I use it to teach about fossils to young people. There are billions of dead things, fossils, buried in rock layers all over the earth. Now, how did they get there? I hold up my dead cat and say to the children, imagine you go home today and find out that your pet cat just died. What are you going to do? Well, you decide to fossilize it. You take your dead cat outside and place it on the grass and then put up a sign stating, dead cat fossilizing, do not touch. If you record your observations, they'll be something like this. Day 1, dead cat on grass. Day 7, smelly dead cat on grass. Day 200, part of cat missing. Day 300, all of cat missing. You see, it didn't turn into a fossil. It just decayed. Now, how would you fossilize a cat? In fact, how would you fossilize dead dinosaurs, dead fish? In fact, how would you fossilize billions of dead things all over the Earth? You'd need to cover them quickly with lots of mud and preserve them. How could this have happened? Well, the answer's in Genesis, Noah's flood.
Fossils of animals like dinosaurs actually fit with the Bible's account of history. To find out how, call us to receive a free booklet by Ken Ham on dinosaurs. Call 1-800-950-9507. 800-950-9507.
Satisfied. A kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans.